This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. NAFTA is our economic theme this week, what it delivered and what it didn't. The thing with economics, though, is that sometimes you get the results you expect, and sometimes the law of unintended consequences comes into play. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has this story of NAFTA, immigration, and corn.
It was October 1993, and Janet Reno, the U.S. Attorney General, was giving a speech at UC San Diego, just 20 miles from the Mexican border.
I'd like to talk with you candidly about illegal immigration.
She was touting the benefits of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, which hadn't been ratified yet. And Reno said the trade deal would result in fewer Mexican people crossing the border to work illegally in the U.S. Workers in Mexico at the time were taking home just 30% of what U.S. workers earned on average each year. But NAFTA, Reno said, would make the Mexican economy so much better.
NAFTA is our best hope for reducing illegal immigration in the long haul.
That's what a congressional commission found, and Reno believed it. Mexico's president even said NAFTA would help his country export goods, not people. But it turns out the policy wonks got it wrong. They didn't count on stories like this.
I was born in 1994. For Mexico, it was a very monumental year. It was the year that NAFTA took place.
This is Elaine. It's her middle name. These days, she's afraid of being deported. Her mom's family grew corn in Mexico back when NAFTA was signed.
My family is from Morelos, Mexico. Morelos, it's like a lot of parts in Mexico, very agriculture-based.
NAFTA opened up Mexico as a market for U.S. farm products. They poured in, including tons of cheap U.S. corn.
Like, it was more expensive to grow our own corn than to buy it from the U.S.
U.S. corn farmers had their crop prices protected by the U.S. government. That's on top of other advantages. Good soil, ample rainfall, and new genetically modified seeds, which boosted yields. A corn farmer named Bruce Peterson is driving me around southern Minnesota. We stop at a rail line that hauls corn out of the Midwest to other markets, including Mexico.
So it would follow this track here down quite a long ways to Mexico if it came from here.
Well, possibly, yep.
U.S. producers export about $2 billion a year in corn to Mexico.
Mexico is our number one purchaser of corn.
It's yellow corn, largely for animal feed, not for tortillas. The farmers in Mexico couldn't compete against the Midwestern corn giants. Many downsized or folded. In Elaine's family, her mom left the farm for the U.S. She got to America and found a job in fast food.
And so her plan was to just send money back to Mexico so that my grandma could raise me.
But her mom missed her. She sent for Elaine to join her.
My grandma and I crossed the border. Like, we actually went through the desert.
On foot. She was just 3 years old. Like many experts, economist Tim Kehoe at the University of Minnesota thought NAFTA would supercharge Mexico's economy, so any workers hurt, like corn farmers, would certainly find new jobs. But in the two decades following NAFTA, Mexico's per capita GDP only grew at an annual rate of 1.3%, and Mexico's poverty levels haven't budged much.
When we look at it, that growth miracle did not occur.
Other countries in Latin America, like Brazil, Chile, and Peru, have actually seen better economic growth than Mexico, with no NAFTA. And when people in Mexico didn't find new opportunities at home, many headed for the U.S. Now, not all economists agree that sluggish growth in Mexico sent more people across the border. But Kehoe says in the case of the corn farmers, NAFTA actually accelerated their rate of illegal immigration. Stephen Camarada with the Conservative Center for Immigration Studies says it's even more complicated because NAFTA did create new jobs in Mexico. Many factories sprung up along the border.
So many people came north to get those jobs, and that did improve their standard of living somewhat and did increase their salaries. But once you've left home and come right to the border for a somewhat better life, why not then cross the border and quadruple your wages by working in the United States, say? And that also seems to have happened.
Experts got a lot wrong about NAFTA back in the 90s, and Camarada says it's hard to guess what will happen with immigration if we renegotiate the deal. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.